Hey guys, what's up and welcome to Filipino Millennial Mindset Podcast, a podcast dedicated to sharing lesson, conversation, experiences in hopes to expanding the mindset of millennials and hopefully other generations. Sana. And ngayon, I'm joined ulit by Philip. And ang topic namin today is about pain and pleasure. So bagong lahat, gusto ko lang ulit i-acknowledge na ngayon nasa 6,000 plays na yung podcast. And 294 followers sa Spotify, ewan ko sa ibang platform, pero yun yung nakikita kong metric eh. And nga pala, ngayon, suot ko t-shirt ng
oh,
podcast.
Nice!
So kung gusto nyo makita yung tsura, punta kayo sa YouTube. Ayun.
Nice! Tapos
si Erica, pinadalang ko ng isa ng t-shirt din. Kung yung guest ng podcast nung episode about Gen Z, si Erica. So, kung gusto niyo mapakinggan yung thoughts ni Erica, balik kayo doon sa episode na ginawa namin about yung mindset ng Gen Z. Pero yun, today, we're gonna be talking about pain and pleasure. So, Philip, what's your take ba on pain and pleasure? Kasi, lalo na ha, na isa sa mga naging episode natin may naging feedback about sa ginawa mong example about pain and pleasure.
Yeah, fat shaming?
Oh
yeah, well, okay lang yun.
So what's your take, man?
Para sa akin, pain and pleasure is a necessity sa pagtakbo ng buhay. You can't stick to just one, you can't stick to just pleasure, and you can't stick to pain. Nung dati, nung nag-aaral ako ng personal development, ang una kong pinag-aralan is as everybody else, the most famous person I know is Tony Robbins. So si Tony Robbins, he always explains about pain and pleasure. Tapos ang pinaka naalala kong quote na sinabi niya is, pain is a greater motivator than pleasure. So sa to lang, pag pinag-isipan niya mabuti, the only reason you'll move is if you're in pain, either physically, mentally, or emotionally. Sabihin natin, ganito, nawalan kang trabaho, wala ka nang makukuha ang pera para pambayad ng renta, pambayad ng pagkain. It's not pleasurable, it's painful. It's pain. E pag hindi ka gumalaw, and if you don't do anything, you're gonna starve to death, or you're gonna be an embarrassment to the society you're living in. Ngayon, kinuha ko yung example na yon and I applied it to my own business before and my life. On my business, ang ginawa ko dati sa personal training is like, I'm gonna use pain to motivate my clients so they can keep going and losing the weight. But I'm gonna use pleasure to keep them going. Ang ginawa ko, I made sure that they have to face their true self because they're unhappy of their current state. Yung mismong, that's the reason they went to me. Hey, can you please train me? I'm unhappy with my body. Can you please do something? Ang gagawin ko, hey, I can't do much. You can. What you have to do is face your true self right now. So, ginagawa ko, you know, if you listen to the old podcast, I mean, take a picture of yourself front, back, and side. Just your underwear, relaxed. I'm not, sabihin ko, huwag mong isistick yung chan mo, huwag mong higupin chan mo para mukhang pampayat. Karang relax ka lang talaga para yun talaga itsura mo eh. Harapin mo yung sarili mo itsura. Kung masaya ka, good, stay there.
Mm.
Kung hindi ka masaya, you're gonna use that. So, print mo yan, ligay mo sa fridge mo, ligay mo sa closet mo, and ligay mo sa kisame mo ng kama. Pag natutulog ka, pagka dilat mo sa umaga, nakita mo kaagad. Pupunta ka sa fridge, gutom na gutom ka, pagbukas mo, nakita mo kaagad. Magdadamit ka, pagbukas mo, nakita mo kaagad yung picture mo. With that pain, it's gonna make you move. Okay, it's not even a fake motivation kasi motivation can get you just a little bit, get you moving a little bit. Kasi somebody can go, hey, keep going. That's basically motivation. But this is different. This is pain. It's para bang apoy sa paa mo. Maglalakad ka talaga pag pinapasok ka. Gagawin mo, titignan mo yan. Okay, agad make sure na liligyan ko yung fridge na to ng tamang pagkain. Kasi may reminder ako sa fridge. Pag binuksan ko yung closet ko, may reminder ako sa closet ko, kailangan yung mga damit ko hindi lalampas na extra large, XL or medium, kung anong size mo, hindi ka nabibili na matataba. Pag gising mo sa mga pagdilat mo, alam mo na nakikita mo, you know what you have to do for the day. So that's your motivator, is the pain. When you lose the weight at the end, you're gonna use pleasure to stay at that level of the weight loss. Kasi yung problema nun, if you just keep using pain all the way through, you're gonna be delusional. Ang mangyayari dun, even though muscular ka na o payat ka na, you're still gonna not gonna be happy. You're gonna keep going. That's what happens to anorexics. Yung mga anorexic, yung mga nagsusuka. Sobrang payat na nila, pero pagtingin nila sa sarili nila sa salamin, parang ang taba-taba nila. Because they didn't stop that process, or their process is all messed up in negative ways in their mind, right? Mm. Once you hit that part na I'm happy with this weight or I'm getting there, the positive parts na sinasabi ko na process na yon is when you're taking in compliments from other people. Tapos kunyari sabi, hey, oh, mapait ka na, okay ah. You keep that in your mind. You don't erase it. You don't go, oh yeah, okay, okay, yeah. No. You go, oh, thanks, man. Thank you, thank you. Thank you, kanang thank you. Okay, thanks. Talagang kunin mo yun. Yan ang regalo mo sa sarili mo. And you keep it there like a baby. And you put it in your mind. And you always think about that. Like, oh, mapait na ako. Oh, ganda na sinabi niya. Oh, that's pleasure. And then there's compound on that. Kasi every day you're gonna go to the mall. Bibili ka ng damit, oh, kasya na to. Pupunta ka sa may fitting room, alam mo yung dress, yung fitting room, pagtanggal mo ng damit, oh, ang ganda na nakatama ko sa may salamin, di ba? Ganda na. Pupunta ka sa shota mo, sasabihin na shota mo, oh, makapait ka na. Okay to ah, yun. That's the pleasure I'm talking about. That's the stuff that you retain.
Mm-hmm.
And yung level mo na mataba ka, you let it go now. So the pain is gone now. You just let go of that past. That's the way you should do it. You let go of the pain, the painful stuff, and you keep the positive stuff now. And this is your level now. The person you were before is gone. This is how you are now. That's that. No, no, happy ka na dito. That's how you maintain this spot where you're fit or where you're happy here at the spot. That's why some people have a problem. Yung mga yo-yo dieting, papayat sila, tataba, papayat, tataba, papayat, tataba. They don't know that what dieting is emotional. It's really an emotional state. If you figure out that everything you do to get pain or pleasure is based on emotion, then you're gold. You can do most things. Hindi naman tayo hayop eh. Hindi naman tayo para bang pinapakain ng tao eh. We get to choose our own food. So how do you use pain and pleasure to your advantage? That's the way.
Isa, ang ganda ng ganyan mong example. Kasi para sa akin, nakasanayan kong food dati, puro matatamis, puro fast food. Ever since na bring up sa akin yung concept na what you eat reflects how you feel throughout the day, nag-pay attention ako kung ano yung nararamdaman ko, kung paano ako mag-react sa mga tao ko, sa girlfriend ko. Tapos na-realize ko nga na mas toxic ako pag puro pangit yung kinakain ko. Yun, talaga parang na-experience ko siya firsthand. And then, nung nagpalit ako ng kinakain ko regularly, kasi ano naman eh, yung kinakain natin, meron siyang healthy at unhealthy version. So, sabihin natin, kung gusto mo ng matatamis, may mga matatamis naman na pagkain na healthy, di ba? So, may alternatives. You have your options. Pick wisely. Choose wisely. So, yun lang. And then, gusto ko lang din i-mention kung paano mo start off yung in-explain mo na tumingin ka sa salamin, picturean mo, kung masaya ka, then good. Kung hindi, you gotta do something. And yung pain, doon na siya papasok. Kasi, ano eh, ang kailangan mo momentum eh, di ba? And I think pain is the greatest momentum builder kasi it causes you, it forces you to move, to do something about dun sa bagay na hindi ka masaya. So, yung pain and pleasure para sa akin ngayon, parang regardless of ano, emotions detached, ano sila, tool sila para sa akin.
That's right.
Let's say, kung in the very beginning, pleasure ang nag-work sa'yo, ang nakapag-build ng momentum para sa'yo in the long term, then good. Pero kung talagang hirap ka na nakaka-relate ako dahil ilang beses na akong sumubok pumayat na hindi akong nag-succeed, ang naging motivation ko yung pain. Yun nga, yung meron akong picture ng mataba pa ako. Pero ngayon, nag-evolve na yung mindset na yun. Hindi ko na siya tinitignan as kinasusuklaman ko yung dating mataba ako. Ngayon, natitignan ko na siya in a way na ayokong masayang yung effort nung matabang ako. Parang ganun na ako ngayon. Pero it all started with pain. Yun yung nakapag-move ng momentum sa akin.
And now, anong nangyayari sa'yo ngayon is that you're getting more pleasure by compliments, right?
Compliment at ako mismo, kung paano ko tignan yung sarili ko ngayon. Kasi dati, na-bring up ko dun sa, nung previous episode ba yun, na sinasabihin ako ng mataba ng tatay ng girlfriend ko, ng lola niya, pero naiinis ako, pero wala pa rin nung ginagawa. I don't do anything about it. Ang talagang nag-push sa akin is yung ano yung paulit-ulit kong nararamdaman whenever I look at myself in the mirror ng ako lang. Walang opinion ng iba. Kasi yun ang mahalaga sa akin eh, how I see myself.
Oh, that's actually really good. Kasi most people let other people influence them. So, yung ginawa mo mas maganda.
Kaya ngayon, every time nakikita ko yung sa sarili ko sa salamin na, uy, ganda, medyo okay na yung katawan ko. Ah. Parang ina-absorb ko yun ng sa akin lang. Para sa akin, hindi ko siya kailangan i-post. Pero that's just me. Kung gusto mo siguro i-post at maka-inspire, okay lang din naman. Pero para sa akin, I don't need to do it. And yung pleasure nga, yun yung kung ano yung nakikita ko, para yung how I see myself, yun na yung pinaka-pleasure sa akin. And na mas marami na ako nasusuot. yun talaga.
Mm-hmm. Well, pain and pleasure doesn't like you is a good example yung ano yung let's say yung weight loss. Pero sa totoo lang, if you dive deep into it, lahat ng story ever created in mankind is pain and pleasure. It's like a hero. Bago siya naging hero, naghihirap siya, he's in pain, he's like inahapi siya, ganun. And then all of a sudden he had enough. This guy had enough. And then he did something to himself and he became like a hero. And then after that, the pleasure comes and then he's there now. You know, it's always the same story talaga. Yung mga, kutala sa Pilipinas, yung na-like ko naririnig sa mga kaibigan ko, yung mga story sa mga tatay nanay nila, sobra daw silang hirap. Nahirap sila, wala sila na kinakain, yung ulam nila kapilang siya kakanin, ganun talagang, tapos that's painful, so pinaghirapan nila mag-aral hanggang makuha nila yung diploma nila, nag-start sila ng business, umaman sila, you know, they use that pain to move. You know, pain is not bad at all, it's good, but you have to use it to your as a tool, as you said, to move you forward to a proper destination. Mga ibang tao naman, sa totoo lang, they get addicted to pain. Yun ang problema. Para sa akin, this is one example. Mga tao ang hilig manood ng shows where people, yung mga chismis, let's say Kardashians, or yung mga sobrang, paano kong paliwanag ito? The destruction of families, katulad ng Maury. Oh, you are not the father. Ah! Diba? It's, and ginagawa natin entertainment yung pain na yun. And sa totoo lang, those things are addictive. Also, the victim mentality. Para bang ganito, oh, kala mo, ikaw lang naghihirap. Ako naghihirap din. Those things, right? They use it as a badge of honor. Hindi na ano nilang pain. Instead of a tool to use to elevate you or somebody else beside you or around you or your family.
May sarili na example. Sorry. Bring up ka lang, mabilis lang. So, dati, emo-emo ako nung bata ako. Dahil parang,
Did you wear the guy liner?
Hindi naman, hindi naman.
May eyeliner sa...
Hindi naman ako mabot sa point na yun. Pero nag-ano ako ng wrist. Dati.
Oh, yeah?
Oo. Okay. Pero, nung, di ba, broken family kami, yung parents ko, hiwalay sila. Nung high school ako, parang ginagamit ko yun para makakuha ng simpatya. Yung pain na yun, parang na-addict ako sa pain na yun dahil every time may nagko-comfort sa akin, nakakuha ako ng attention. Every time tahimik lang ako, tinatanong ako ng teacher ko na, okay ka lang ba? Parang, sabihin ko, oh, okay lang ako. Pero yung the fact na nakakuha ako ng attention, parang yun yung ano, doon ako na-addict nung high school ako ha. Tapos, hindi siya maganda wala.
So, pero ito totoo lang, ito sa mga tama yung sinasabi mo, it's addictive. And ang pinakamasama dyan ay some people hanggang sobrang tanda na nila, they're still doing the same thing. Talagang they feel sorry for themselves and then gusto nila yung ibang tao either naawa sa nila or sila naawa sa sarili nila kasi hindi nila iniisip mabuti talagang nagiging status nila yun eh.
Oh.
Nagiging, yun ang status nila and it's addictive, man. They don't realize that they're addicted to that feeling because that's where they get responses from. Diba? Yung mga ibang tao, okay ka lang, katulad nangyari sa'yo. Only when you realize that that thing is addictive and it's actually binababa ka, talagang nandadun ka lang, then you're not gonna move. That pain is, you're using that pain to stay there instead of you're using that pain to move you.
No.
Yun ang nangyayari.
Narinig ko sa isang podcast na napakinggan ko lately na either life beats the strength into you or it beats it out of you. Parang ganun yung pain. Mm-hmm. Ganun mo siya gagamitin. Either you use the pain to build the strength that you need or you use the pain para lalong, alam mo yun, lalo ka maging duwag.
Mm-hmm. But there's also one thing that, like, there's also an extreme. May ibang tao naman na para bang ganito sa may pain. You gotta do it because it's hard and it's gonna make you better. So you gotta stick to it and you gotta go through it and it's gonna make you better. In my head, that sounds fun, pero it's, from my experience, it's not true. Because we're human. We have first off, we're human. Medyo emotional tayo. We're logical. Ganun. Meron tayong willpower, diba? Yung willpower natin, our strength, our living strength, nababawasan yan eh. Every time you give some yourself something hard. And if you can't overcome it and you just keep going and keep going and keep going, but you don't even know why you're doing it anymore. Para bang, let's say, a good example is this. Nagtatrabaho kasi isang trabaho na hindi mo gusto. And then sa isip mo, no, I gotta keep going and doing this hard thing. But what you're doing is you're wasting your life. Diba? You should be pursuing something that will, in the end, there's pleasure. You can't just keep going through the hard stuff, not knowing if where you're going. Or you know that it's gonna keep going na at sama na pag-retire mo, let's say you've been working for a company for 45 years, nag-retire ka in 65 years, and you look back, man, yung lahat ng buhay ko, nagtatrabaho lang ako sa, ano na yun, wala akong nagawa sa sarili ko. That's not like using pain. That's hardship. That's just dumb. Diba?
Hardship na hindi necessary, di ba?
No, it's not necessary.
Kumbaga parang, for what? You're going through pain. For what? Para saan?
Mm-hmm.
Tapos sabihin kasi ng tao na, ganyan talaga, mahirap ang buhay eh. Yung mahirap.
Yeah, that one doesn't make sense. Talagang para sa akin. Ganyan talaga, mahirap buhay. Every time na naririnig ko, I'm like, ba't hindi mo gawing madali? Ba't hindi mo gawing madali? Isa lang buhay mo, gawin mo madali. Kung mahirap, you don't have to go through it. Just maghanap ka ng isang bagay na magugustuhan mo na kahit mahirap, may papatanguhan ka at masaya ka sa huli.
Yun yung bring up ko rin na kung mahirap man, at least, yung kahirapan na dinadanas mo ngayon, you get something out of it. It's for something. Alam mo yun, hindi lang dahil kailangan ko eh.
O kaya hindi lang dahil oh para lumakas ang loob ko, o para lumakas ang will ko para magtrabaho. It doesn't make any sense. Why, isipin niyo mabuti, yung mga entrepreneur dyan. Yung mga entrepreneur, yun ang pinakamahirap na gawin. Kasi hindi ka, you're not sure ang papatunguhan mo eh. Yung pag nagtatrabaho ka, at least you're sure na may sahod ka sa next month, next month, next month. Entrepreneur, hindi mo alam mangyayari sa economy, hindi mo alam mangyayari sa pinundar mo sa negosyo mo, hindi mo maalam eh. But why are you doing it? Because you're doing it, yung hardship na yun, you're giving a sacrifice for something in return, a potential return of pleasure later on. Diba? Yun ang maganda. Yun ang maganda sa ganun. Pero you have to use the tools properly. Kailangan may utak ka naman. Pag-isipan mo lang mabuti. Paghihirapan ko ba ito o hindi.
Kaya sobrang importante ng why. Kung ano yung bakit mo ginagawa ang isang bagay. Gawin ko example ako. Dati, nung first time ko na introduce sa concept ng personal development, yung pagising ng maaga, 5:30 a.m. gising na ako nun. Dati ginagawa ko lang siya dahil gusto ko lang i-try, dahil nga yun yung narinig ko eh, so sinubukan ko. And then nakatulong siya dahil ang routine ko dati, gising maaga, toothbrush, exercise agad, and then the rest yung normal na day-to-day na. Pero eventually, parang naisip ko, ba't ko ba ginagawa ito? Ba't ko ba talaga ginagawa ito? Ba't ba ako talaga gumigising ng maaga? And then, yung work ko naman, hindi, it doesn't require me to gumising ng maagang maaga. Pero lately, dahil may tinry akong diet na nabangit ko sa iyo bago tayo mag-record, ako nagluluto ng pagkain ko, ako nagpe-prep. Dahil dun, nagkaroon ako ng reason bakit ako mas okay gumising ng mas maaga para makapag-prep ng pagkain. Yung kailangan ko. So dahil nagkaroon ako ng why, nagkaroon ng sense para sa akin na gumising nga ng 5:30 a.m. Dahil at least yun, masisingit ko yung pag-prep ng meal, pag-exercise, paglakad ng aso sa labas, pagluto, tapos saka ako makakapag-work. So, ganun ka-importante yung why. Ginawa ko lang sobrang maliit na example yung experience ko na yun. And then, ngayon sa store namin, sa company, sa coffee shop namin, na-explain ko kahapon sa team namin yung mission at vision. Kasi nakikinig ako kay Simon Sinek lately. Kasi talagang nag-dive deep ako into leadership. And then, si Simon Sinek, isang topic na pinakakilala siya is yung why, knowing your why. And pag alam mo kasi yung why mo, kung ba't mo ginagawa yung isang bagay, willing kang mag-undergo ng pain, di ba? Kaya yung tao na sinasabing tamad siya, hindi ka talaga tamad eh. Baka you're working towards something that you don't care about lang.
Yeah, you're unmotivated.
Oo. Hindi ka motivated kasi yung trabaho mo, wala naman siyang connect sa gusto mong marating sa buhay. Pero, all of the sudden, pag shinift mo yon, kung yung work mo is bigla na lang konektado sa gusto mong marating, sa career na gusto mong tahakin, all of the sudden, di mo akalain, masipag ka pala talaga. Yun yung pain na you're willing to go through dahil meron kang why. So, yung parang yung pain and pleasure ang parang tool mo on getting your why. Parang ganun.
Exactly, yeah. Yung pleasure naman, doon medyo mahirap kasi simula nung maliit pa ako, puro pleasure. Parang sa school, I don't want to go to school. Ayoko mag-aral. Gusto ko maglaro lang. Alam mo yung kunyara, alam mo kayo mag-skip kayo ng classes?
Oo. Oh.
Ako hindi ganoon eh. Skip ako ng semester.
Damn.
Oo. So, sa totoo lang, nakikout ako dito ng mga 7 schools. High school, 7 high school nakikout ako dito. Ganun ako gagrabe kasi I just didn't care. Kung gusto ko gawin, gagawin ko. So, sa isipin mo na 7 high schools nakikout ako. Pero nakagraduate pa rin ako, wala mong malang problema.
Anong nagbago?
But, ano nagbago? No, nagbago ako. Matanda na ako.
Hindi, I mean, anong nagbago? Bakit eventually hindi ka na nakikick out? bakit eventually parang nakapag-aral ka na ng more
And
focus?
sa totoo lang, hindi naman gano'ng nangyari doon. Ang nangyari lang doon, lahat ng mga kilala ko na graduate na, ako hindi. Tapos na parang napahiya ako. So tinapos ko na lang. Parang wala lang po alam.
Oh,
But
for
it
the sake of
wasn't,
finishing na lang.
yeah. Pero the whole thing is like, I'm gonna do what I wanna do kasi iniiwasan ko yung pain, doon lang ako sa may pleasure. Iniiwasan ko yung mahirap na alam ko makakabuto sa akin, iniiwasan ko talaga yun. Kasi gusto ko dito na mag-hangout na ako, punta sa bar, magpunta sa club. Ganon, talagang addicted ako sa pleasure. Pero sa huli, in the back of my head, iniisip ko na yun, walang kwenta to, naubos lang ako ng pera. And then it's all a facade, yung parabang sinong pinaka sikat, sinong pinaka gwapo, sinong pinaka magaling makipag-usap sa ibang tao, you know, social skills. I don't regret it kasi sa totoo lang, doon ko natutunan lahat ng personality at saka lahat ng ng social skills kasi doon ako natutong magbasa ng tao kung sino nagsisinungaling, sinong mabuti, sinong somebody will stab me in my back. Ano, taksil ba daw nun? Yeah, so doon ako natuto. So nag-mature ako na maaga doon sa social skills, academic, not really. Kasi ang ginawa ko, I'm only interested in science. You know, puro science lang ako. Lahat ng subject ko bagsak, science lang. Kasi doon ako mahilig sa science. Interesado ako doon. Yun ang masamang pleasure. Sa totoo lang. Ang mahirap doon para sa akin is you need somebody else to actually tell you na parang, hoy, hindi maganda yung ginagawa mo. Kasi sa isip mo, parang maganda yung ginagawa ko, sarap-sarap eh. It takes a while for you to realize that what you're doing is wrong. Kasi it's pleasurable. Diba? Walang masamang nangyayari sa iyo. Siguro nangyayari sa iyo, naubusan ka ng pera, pero mas masarap mong maglakwacha, mas masarap mag-treat ng barkada, mas masarap mag-inuman. Ganon. So, it's pretty hard to, but pleasure is very addictive. And the problem with pleasure too is time will keep going. Even though you're being stuck in one spot na pleasurable. I call this the, ang tawag ko dito, Al Bundy syndrome. Kung kilala mo si Al Bundy, ang may palabas nung early 90s, ang pangalan niya, Married with Children. Mm. Yung Married with Children na yun, yung the main character, Al Bundy, ano na siya, matanda na siya, na nagtitinda na sapatos sa department store. Pero nung high school siya, he was the superstar ng football sa school nila. Mm. Siya yung pinakasika sa school nila. So, yung matanda na siya, yung buhay niya na matanda siya, he's such a loser. Pero every time he would talk, lagi niyang binabalik sa high school niya. Nasasabi niya, I did a touchdown I did 6 touchdowns in one game. Lagi niyang sinasabi niya, lagi siya nagpo-post ng football. What happened was, he's reliving the past where the point of his life was the most pleasurable. That he ignored everything else, and then from then on, nung nawala na yung glory na yon, asama na ng buhay niya, the only thing he can go back to that's pleasurable is that time when he was, you know, in his prime. Pero the rest of his life is, you know, it sucks. Diba? Marami tayong nakikilalang ganyan, yung mga ibang tao na matatanda na sa Pilipinas na sinabi, oh, dati, nasa army ako ng ilang, yun lang mababanggit nila, yung army nila nung dating-dati pa. Pero from after leaving the army, wala sila nang ginawa sa buhay nila. That's the problem.
Pero after pala nun, relationship nila sa anak nila, nag-fall apart. Mm-hmm. Marriage nila, nag-fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
Pero,
yun, kaya tawag ko doon, Al Bundy syndrome. It's a Gen X thing, it's not a millennial thing, pero, yeah, yun ang tawag ko doon. Kasi you're reliving your past, which is the most pleasurable. Kasi nakalimutan mo na lahat kasi you're just stuck on that pleasure part. You didn't foresee the future kung ano mangyayari sa'yo kung ito lang ginagawa mo sa buhay mo. Kasi you're only focused on what's pleasurable. Yun ang problema. That's why pain and pleasure are tools. You have to use it properly to lead you to the right direction.
As tool ko na lang talaga siya tinitignan ngayon na no emotions. Nakakapag-produce sila ng emotion pero sila mismo as pain, yung mismong pain and pleasure, wala silang emotion. Parang pera. pera doesn't have any emotion, pero how you use it produces emotion.
Mm-hmm. Tama.
Diba? So yung pera pwede mo gamitin sa kasamaan, pwede rin sa kabutihan, mga ganun. Same, yep. Same thing.
Same concept, yeah. Tama, tama ka. Sa buhay mo, you can say right now, or this present time, how do you gauge your pain and your pleasure?
Pain and my pleasure. In what way? Kung parang lumalabang na yung pain, puro pleasure yeah. na lang ba? Parang ganun?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Sige, gets. So, unahin ko yung pleasure. So, sa pleasure, ano ba ang pleasures ko ngayon? So, sometimes video games, sometimes watching series. Na-bring up ko last episode, meron akong guilt pag sumasobra na. So, pag feeling ko sobra na yung paglalaro ko, sobra na yung panonood ko ng something, nakakaramdam ako ng guilt. Para sa akin, sobrang beneficial na may ganun ako. May internal akong ganun. Kasi parang meron akong may stopping point ako. Hindi mangyari sa akin yung 3 oras na pala nakakalipas, laro lang ako ng laro. Hindi ko na nagawa yung dapat kong gawin. Hindi ko na pala napansin yung girlfriend ko dahil laro ako ng laro. So, dahil nag-take time akong ma-realize na ganun talaga akong tao, ginamit ko yun as tool. And ngayon, beneficial siya dahil nagagawa ko maging mas present with my girlfriend pag yun, tulad ng dati nung college ako. Talagang puro paglalaro lang yung priority ko. Pagdating sa pain, ano eh, iniisip ko lagi kung yung pain na dinadaanan ko is saan ba pupunta to? Ano ba hantungan nito? Ano yung why? Ba't ko ginagawa to? So, yung why ang magde-determine kung necessary pa sa akin pagdaanan tong pain na to or parang unnecessary na pain lang siya na in-inflict ko sa sarili ko. So, yung ang isang example ng pain ko is sabihin sana pag-e-exercise eh, pero pain pa rin ba siya? Kasi minsan na-enjoy ko eh. Minsan hindi, minsan no. Sabihin na natin yung minsan hindi ko na-enjoy yung exercising na feeling ko kailangan ko lang gawin. So, yung why ko na yung pagkakakilala ko sa sarili ko na talagang ako yung hindi satisfied sa maging mataba, yun yung nagpo-push sa akin na i-undergo yung pain na yun consistently. So, hindi siya unnecessarily inflicted. Kasi niniwala ko minsan na hindi naman kailangan. Pero, alam mo yun, pinagdadaanan ng tao dahil sabi, narinig ko sa video, dapat kailangan dumaan ako sa pain para mag-grow ako. Pero yun pala, mm-hmm. di mo naman alam kung para saan mo ginagawa yung pain.
Mm-hmm.
Pag after mo tuloy pagdaanan yung pain, parang walang nangyari, parang walang sense, dahil ginawa mo na for the sake of gawin, dahil may narinig ka, pero wala kang why. So yun yung iniiwasan ko, pagdaanan yung pain nang wala namang sense. Dahil lang either may narinig ako na motivational video na you have to go through pain, kung hindi ka nag-undergo ng pain, hindi ka mag-grow. So, kailangan kong ma-determine muna bakit ko pa kailangan mag-grow. Ano yung why ko? Saka ako willing mag-undergo ng pain kahit ano pa yun.
That's so, good.
Parang yun yung gauge ko.
Mature ka para sa edad mo.
Pero na-realize ko lang yun eh kasi minsan pag nakakapanood ako ng motivational videos, parang wala nang laman.
I know. Yung problema sa napansin ko to, sa motivational videos, I try to look for something na hindi motivational.
Sa motivational video?
Not motivational. Ang hinahanap ko hindi motivational. Ang hinahanap ko lagi, psychological assessment ng scientist, tribal conflicts or tribal family, yung mga sinauna talaga. Okay, kasi ang problema sa mga motivational speaking, they're there to motivate you, but they don't provide you the core or the why.
Uh-oh. Diba?
Para bang it's a cure-all, pero lahat tayo iba-iba yung problema.
Mm-hmm. Diba?
So, ang ginawa ko, ano ba talaga para malaman ko yung mga solusyon ng mga problema ko? E di hanapin ko yung root. Kung hahanapin mo yung root, hanapin mo yung basic. And if you want to go to basic, anong problema ng katawan? Anong problema ng utak? Anong problema ng family dynamics? Anong problema ng society? Ng palaki na yun, di ba? Anong problema ng city? Anong problema ng country? Anong problema ng world? Di ba? Start from the very bottom. you know, anong problema ng utak or katawan. And then once you figure that out, that the food affects how you think, your body, it affects, for example, you're in pain, ang sakit ng likod mo. Buong araw, ang sama ng ugali mo kasi you're in pain. Diba? Eh, ayusin mo yung likod mo para hindi ka masungit.
Mm-hmm.
Diba? So,
hindi obra kung manonood ka ng motivational speaker on how to be happy, mga ganun.
Oh, pero yung likod mo, sakit-sakit.
Hindi man inaasikaso yung likod mo.
Yeah, siyempre, susungit ka rin, di ba? Sabihin natin, ano, wala kang kinain ng mga 16 hours, gutom ka, edi cranky ka, kahit na motivational speaker na, ano, mamomotivate ka lang yan ng 2 minutes, tapos pag may mas masungitan sa'yo, masusungitan ka rin, di ba? Mawawala din yun. So you gotta fix what's the basic nucleus of everything first, di ba? Yung katawan mo, then yung utak mo, then yung whatever, chan mo. And then from there, you fix yourself. And then from there, you fix the people that was whoever surrounding you, your family. I'm not saying fix them, but you know, fix how you react to them, di ba? Mm. Tapos, from there, kung ma-navigate mo yun, ayusin mo yung kwarto mo, ayusin mo yung kusina mo, ayusin mo yung bahay mo, and then whatever. And then eventually, whatever, run as president if you want, di ba?
Pero yung mga bagay na binanggit mo ngayon, yung mga sobrang basic at simple things, yun yung nagbe-build up sa tunay na motivation mo in the long term. Hindi yung nonood ka ng motivational speaker na 10 minutes pero sarili mong kwarto na hindi mo maayos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Every time na babalik ka sa kwarto mo nang hindi maayos, mare-remind ka lagi kung gaano ka ka-disorganized, gaano ka kadumi.
Yeah. So, and then, sa totoo lang, I'm still at the basic. Kasi kahit na anong advance mo, babalik ka pa rin sa basic. They keep going back to basic. Tapos, ano, nag-iisip ako mabuti. Ang pinaka talagang nalaman ko, I was doing a video, so actually, yung second video namin sa YouTube. When you're doing a video, you know, you're writing the script, and yung pumasok sa isip ko, what is life? What is life, di ba? Tapos nag-isip ako mo, ano ba yung, what is life? Diba? Ano ba yung buhay? Like, what is life? It's not saying, what's the meaning of life? You know, but what is life? Di ba? Tapos nag-isip ako, oh, bilang mo yung pumasok sa isip ko, life is the accumulation of experiences lived throughout your existence. Di ba? Yung buhay, experiences mo lang yan hanggang buhay ka. No. Di ba? I'm like, oh, what the heck have I been doing with my life?
Di ba?
Yun ang iniisip ko. Sabi ko, teka, the heck? And then from there, you go, what's my purpose? Di ba? And then, oh, what's my purpose? Naghahanapin mo yung purpose mo. And then babalik ka ulit sa umpisa. You go back to the beginning, you know? Well, what's in my mind? What's in my body? Ganun-ganun. Ayusin mo ulit. Problema sa YouTube and everything else ng motivational stuff is like, I would say only like 5% out of 100 actually has some meaning into it. Everything else is just para bang cheerleading squad. You can do it. So yeah, yun ang problema, like motivational quotes and all those things. It does help, you know, but it doesn't have the actual core of the solution, diba? So I always keep going back to the past, like 200 years ago, 500 years ago, 1,000 years ago. Kasi we're still mga tao tayo eh. And no matter what time, we still encounter the same problems. So kagaya nung kahirap ng problema mo, may mga tao ngayon at dati sa unang panahon na mas masama pa ang problema and they found a solution. Ang trabaho mo lang is hanapin mo lang kung ano yung sinulat nila o kaya yung mga nag-research. Madami dyan. Katulad na, ang pinag-aaralan ko mabuti ngayon, alam mo yung mga psychiatrist. So yung mga psychiatrist, ang dami nilang experience sa mga problema, like yung mga divorce or the kids hating the parents hating the kids, yung mga ganon. And ang dami nilang experience na makakausap yung mga tao, mga saraulo na yan, na they would write a book or they would make an audio book or they would have interviews. yun ang talaga ang pinapakinggan ko interviews, yung mga psychiatrist na yan. Because they have actual experiences of yung mga traumatized na tao.
Oo, no? Na dito yung parang mga mga rags to riches story lagi na narinig mo.
Talagang, yeah, tama ka,
talagang,
tama ka.
Talagang life experience naranasan ng isang normal na tao na nagsabi sa isang psychiatrist. Kaya tuloy, tingin ko kaya nagre-resonate si Jordan Peterson sa maraming tao. Kasi kung ano yung sinishare niya, yung mga mismong natutunan niya sa mga nag-share sa kanya, nagsabi ng experience. Kasi galing siya mismo sa experience ng isang normal at regular na tao.
Na psychiatrist. Yeah. He's a psychiatrist. Kaya alam niya lahat yun. Actually, dito siya eh. Sa Canada siya, dito siya sa Toronto. Diba? So, ano. So, yun. So, you always go back to basic. Pero, lagi akong careful kasi minsan, this actually goes to pleasure too. Yung addiction ng motivational stuff is a bad pleasure too.
Yeah.
Kasi sa totoo lang, nangyari sa akin, ang ginagawa ko, painggan ng motivational, we'll call it motivational self-improvement videos, audios, books, di ba, ganon. Puro pleasure yun. Kasi nangyari, binabasa mo yun, you're getting motivated, like, oh, ang galing, saya, alam ko na gagawin ko. And you don't even know that years have passed by and you haven't done anything. Ang ginagawa mo lang, maikinig ka lang ng video, manonood ka lang ng video, nagbabasa ka na ng libro, you're just motivating yourself without actually taking action. That's pleasure too in the wrong way.
Oh.
Kasi hindi mo na realize na
nagsayang ka lang ng oras.
Nagsayang ka lang ng oras ka, parang umiinom ka lang ng beer na as a pleasure, pero wala naman nangyayari sa iyo.
Mm.
You're getting all the information, you're not using it. That's a bad side of pleasure too. And marirealize mo lang 'yon after, no, if you ever get a chance to look back. Like, oh nga, no, I've been like studying this for 3 years and yung pag tinignan mo yung buhay mo, wala akong nangyari sa akin ah. I didn't even try. I didn't attempt. Kasi nangyari doon, it's like a fake thing. Nararamdaman mo na you're accomplishing something because you're listening to something positive, but the accomplishment that you're feeling is fake because you haven't done anything. So they call that motivational porn. It's not real. No. Yeah. So yun, yung nangyari din.
Mm. Yung ano kasi, yung parang na-experience ko to, yung mga narinig ko sa motivational stuff, yung mga results na sinishare nila, feeling ko dahil napapakinggan ko, magagawa ko na rin agad. Pero, tulad na lang ng weight loss o kung ano pang gusto mong marating sa buhay, it takes time. It takes the day-to-day, the everything. Sometimes nga, yung mga boring stuff na kailangan mangyari sa araw-araw.
Mm-hmm.
Pag-workout, mga ganun. Hindi siya, there's no parang motivational hack. Walang hack sa buhay. And,
no.
Tumatak sa akin to nung napakinggan ko yung interview ni nung founder ng Reebok, yung sapatos. 11 years silang inabot bago nila mapasok yung market ng US. 11 years hindi siya nag-quit. And through that 11 years, iniisip ko, ano kaya itsura ng araw-araw nila sa loob ng 11 years na yun? Yung, sa from looking outside, tingin natin parang napaka-legendary nung story niya. Pero sinisigurado ko, nung nandun sila sa times na yun na ini-experience nila yung whole 11 years na yun, may boring stuff, may mag-fluctuate, minsan motivated, minsan hindi, mga ganun. Yun yung hindi natin nako-consider tuwing nakikinig tayo ng motivational stuff, yung day-to-day na kailangan mangyari para ma-achieve yung gusto mo, di ba?
Yeah, but the thing is like, alam nila yung outcome nila eh. Yung mga ibang tao, they're just motivated without knowing their outcome.
Mm.
Di ba? So, yun ang problema. Most of the people in the modern age are motivated without a goal.
Walang why, no?
Walang why, tas wala pang destination.
Mm-mm.
So, magtatrabaho na lang or they're doing things and they don't even know why they're doing it and di nila alam. Marami mga tao dito na they regret. This is an example pero medyo mahirap sabihin. May marami mga tao ang kilala dito na they just focus on their career, and then after a while, matanda na sila, they try to have a baby, and they can't have a baby kasi sobrang late na. Pero at the, yung when they're trying to have a baby, they're spending thousands, dude. Like isang siguro like $50,000, yung mga ganon, for in vitro, yung mga they thought that what they wanted was, let's say, a house, a car, and all those things, a home. But what they really wanted is a family. But they realized that late. Yeah, and then at the end, they're like, oh, I can't have, and nahirapan ako, ganun, diba? Or sometimes they can't have kids, you know, God forbid they that happened. Pero yun yung problema, like, it's in the modern age, we don't have a set of role, you know? Back in the day, mga sa tribo, may mamangista, may tagakuha ng kahoy, may nag-aasikaso ng lupa, may nag-aasikaso ng mga bahay-bahay, ng mga river. Now, everybody gets to pick a role and nobody knows what role they want. You know, yung problema ngayon sa society na yun. Pero before even thinking of that, it's like, mas much better to just think of, I know it's bad, pero being selfish is great. You know, being selfishness is not bad. It's actually good. Kasi once you take care of yourself, you can take care of everybody else. So yeah, just focus on yourself and then yun, okay ka na. But yeah, going back to the motivational videos, medyo mag-ingat kayo ng konti kasi you just really have to pick and choose which ones that you want kasi mangyayari, you're gonna spend hours and days and stuff, and then sa totoo lang, you're just motivational porn. That's all it is.
Pagdating sa pain and pleasure, talagang tool sila to build momentum on para makuha mo yung gusto mo. And talagang gusto ko emphasize yung momentum kasi a good example is ang kung gaano kahirap makapag-build ng momentum. Isipin mo yung sa ano may yung rocket na inaano sa space para makaalis ng para maka-launch yun. Ilang percent ba ng fuel ang ginagamit niya?
50%, para lang 50% to 60%. 50 to 60 yata percent yung nasa ilalim.
Oo. So ganun kagrabe ang kailangan ng isang rocket para lang makapag-build ng momentum, makaalis papunta sa space. Parang ganun din yung analogy sa kahit anong gusto mo. Para makabuild ka ng momentum, gamitin mo kung anong meron ka para makuha mo yung momentum na yun. So if it's pain, gamitin mo. If it's pleasure, gamitin mo. Pero yeah, going back sa emotionless yung pain, emotionless yung pleasure, how you use it, yun yung magbuild ng emotion.
Yeah, exactly. It's a good point.
Hopefully may natutunan kayo. And gusto ko lang ulit mag-thank you sa mga listeners and sa mga patuloy na nakikinig. And merong Facebook group tong ano eh, tong podcast. And ang purpose niya is either kung meron tanong yung listener or sila mismo pinagdadaan sila na gusto na lang nila may makausap ng hindi sila inuhusgahan, pwede sila pumunta sa group na yun. So pwede kayo mag-join dun sa group. Search nyo lang Filipino Millennial Mindset sa Facebook. Nilitaw naman yun. So, yun lang guys. Thanks for listening. Until the next episode.